musician and composer Alan Prey discovered an elaborate miniature town in his mother's attic, and he also discovered that she'd been constructing it for decades. She called the town Race, and it inspired Prey to write an equally elaborate song cycle, which he recorded along with a 10-member orchestra. He joins me here in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks.
So how did your mother keep this such a secret from you and your siblings?
Actually, it requires a little bit of clarification. It's not my birth mother who I'm referring to in the project. It's somewhat of a substitute or a surrogate mother that I was spending a lot of time with through most of my adolescence. She's a very private person, and she doesn't talk all that much. I had, frankly, never been to her attic before.
So what did you discover in the attic?
It was a miniature town, and it was pretty surprising to me, but my sense of her didn't make it completely unreasonable that she would have such a private life and such a secret kind of a thing. But it was just kind of like the way I wrote about it. It was very elaborate, very intricate, very complete, very nuanced. If you looked closely, you could see that not only were these characters, but they had a tremendous amount of personality, and their expressions were very suggestive and very subtle. And the way everything else was situated, the buildings and the streets and the cars and everything was very suggestive and very complete.
Did it take up the entire attic?
About half of it. It was kind of a circular sort of a situation. And it was like the attic is one large room, and it took about half the space, I'd say.
And so how much time did you spend creating this song cycle?
About 8 months.
Did you move into the town?
I moved into the attic for sure. As part of me feels like maybe I had always been in the town. I brought a mattress up and all the instruments, and I basically just lived there. It became a sort of substitute for my life, I think. And when I was there, I had no need for other people, no need for any sort of other engagement or interaction or anything. I think it sort of became a substitute reality for me.
Race is the name of the town, and you've created a 4-CD set about it. And what kind of subjects do you cover in the song cycle? Do you cover parts of the town and the inhabitants?
Yeah, sure. They're all written from the perspectives of the characters. And so I'm sort of embodying the character, and then I try to understand the character and speak from them and express what's implied through the lyrics and the music is the scenario and the setting and the environment and all these things. So I feel like you don't need the town so much. I feel like through the course of listening to the record, you sort of create the town in your head. And every element of the town that's relevant is expressed musically or lyrically. I think it's a pretty contained project.
You recorded all this. It was you and, as you said, a computer and 10-piece orchestra.
No, just me and the computer, no orchestra. So I played all the instruments. I started as a cellist, and so I'm most familiar on cello. And then throughout the course of my life, I've picked up various other instruments. So I played them all, and I'm not sure how familiar you are with the modern recording options, but I would just play a track and then open a new track and play, and I was basically layering tracks on top of themselves, and I was essentially my own ensemble.
But when you perform it, as you have been, you obviously can't do that.
Right. When I was writing all this, I had no intention to perform it or engage at all with sort of the industry or the musical community at all. But I sort of got enough encouragement and started to feel just frankly impractical not to start performing and sharing this work, because for one thing, I wasn't going to like switch careers or go get involved in some other job. I decided, okay, I need to sort of face this and start to present myself as a musician or an artist in the public. And so I moved to Cincinnati from Los Angeles, where I did the bulk of this work, and started working with the CCM. I started with just a couple players I knew, and then they sort of caught on, and they had friends that liked it. And before long, yeah, I had a 10-piece ensemble. It was a matter of going through the music that had already been recorded and figuring out how to accomplish it. I wasn't aware when I was writing it that it would ever be performed. And so it was a matter of going back and deciding, okay, I think with 2 cellos, 1 viola, 1 violin, and then there's this part, so I'm going to need a xylophone player here, and I'm going to need this. And I decided that with about 10 players, I could accomplish all the work. And so that's what I got.
Well, last year you performed at the Midpoint Music Festival, and some of your performances are up on YouTube. And the songs that are up there, like Foster Farms and Love Song to My Girl,
right,
those are like miniature dramas. They're like little stories.
That's right.
And with Race, it's as if you've got a whole music drama that takes on the whole town.
Yeah, that's an example of kind of the way I wrote some of this music, is sometimes it would take, I'd focus on one event and take a couple different approaches to it. I'd write about the event or the situation from various perspectives, the various people involved. And so Foster Farm is an example of that, where there's a relationship between a father and a son, and it has its intricacies and nuances and things, and I wrote about it from the father's perspective. And then I coordinated a very similar song, because they're genetically related, and I coordinated so that they would be have the exact same timing. So they're both, I think, 2 minutes and 23 seconds or so. And so you have a sense of the same scenario from the perspective of the father and then the son. So when I perform these, I do them back to back. And throughout the course of the piece, you have this sense of this relationship. I did that throughout the album sometimes, or other cases where I wrote several songs about the same situation from different perspectives.
You perform with a 10-piece orchestra, but you have a brother and a sister, and they're both musicians?
Yep, they are. And they're great musicians and great artists. I'm lucky enough to have their support. And so they play on either side, and then I have the string ensemble kind of behind me. I'm a little insecure about short-sighting the music. I think all the context and all these pieces are so relevant, and I care so much about it. It would just be a little painful to not be able to represent it in its entirety.
Classical Revolution's local artistic director, Laura Sabo, she says that race transcends genres. When you performed at a Classical Revolution, what was the response to it?
I think it was generally very positive. It's a little hard to tell for me. I'm pretty consumed in my own performance, I guess. But I remember somebody remarking, and Laura told me after, that she said, this isn't classical music. Why is this being played here? And she had to sort of justify, like, well, there's actually some writing and there's a little bit of like counterpoint. But it's a little bit hard to classify. It does sort of leak out of that genre for sure, out of maybe the folk and pop and classical genre. It doesn't really sit. People seem to kind of care for it, and they give it attention, and they try to understand it. They tend to listen to what I say on stage, and that just means a lot to me, because I don't know these people. They don't know me.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this remarkable story and the music with us. Composer and performer Alan Prey's epic work, Race, is out on CD. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein. Every sky, every moon.